On the show today, we have Telco Credit Union's Vice President of Marketing, Rena Johnson, talking about how they won 2 Diamond Awards at the recent CUDA Marketing and Business Development Council Conference, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have an award winner in our midst. We have Patelco Credit Union's very own Vice President of Marketing, Rena Johnson. Rena, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Congratulations. You guys are the winner of not just one, but 2 Diamond Awards. These were given out at the CUNA Marketing and Business Development Council Conference, right? A couple weeks ago?
Correct. Yes.
Right on.
That is right.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. We are so excited and just thrilled. It's the first time that we've really won marketing awards and been recognized since I've been here. So it's a huge accomplishment for my team and for our company. So we're just thrilled that our amazing work of my team is getting recognized.
Well, I think you guys are overdue because I followed you guys for quite a while now and the marketing things that you guys are doing. And I've always thought you guys were really very progressive in that area, kind of doing things. Because you guys did something on Pandora a couple of years ago that was a great success, and you've done some other things in the social media world and all that type of stuff. Yeah. But so now you guys are finally being recognized in the first category was for social media and the other one was for direct mail. So can you give me a quick overview on what you guys did in each of these categories?
Yeah, absolutely. So for direct mail is one of those tactics that a lot of financial institutions stay away from. It's an incredibly expensive tactic. Mm-hmm. The beauty of direct mail is it can be very targeted. And so we said, you know, we want to put some efforts, resources against this and see if we could figure out a way to make it cost effective and deliver some really great results for us. And the big key here was not putting an offer in there. Mm-hmm. So we believe that our amazing products and services really do stand on their own. So we partnered with a vendor and we created what we thought was a very impactful targeted direct mail that really promoted our key products that are the gateway to financial institutions, mm-hmm. mainly a checking account, as well as our money market account. And so with that program, with the cost for acquisition, the cost to get new members is very expensive typically. And for direct mail, it could be up to $300 to $500. Mm-hmm. And for this program that we ran over the course of the year, we were thrilled with the results. We not only drove incremental memberships, but it was at a cost at about $120 to $150 per member, mm-hmm. which anyone that's in the industry knows that is an incredibly cost-effective program. So we were just thrilled with the results and even more thrilled with the fact that we didn't have to deliver an offer. There was no additional incentive. The hook was that, you know, our products and services can truly stand on their own, right? Because we've developed products that are truly intended for the financial well-being of our members. So not only did they come in with a checking and money market, but they also then there was a halo effect on other products and services. So it's been a very successful program for us.
Very nice. Yeah, I like how you guys are kind of bucking the trend in that area too, because when most people hear direct mail, they're like, oh my gosh, expensive, shotgun
right.
approach. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't type of thing, but you guys really kind of nailed it. Did you guys leverage the data and all that type of stuff, whatever people are doing these days with the data analysis, all that type
of
stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were very targeted. We definitely did look alike. So you look at who your members are today and you mm-hmm. say, I need to go find more members like that.
Right.
And so we did some profiling, member lookalikes, and we really targeted those prospects that were within 5 miles of our branches mm-hmm. because we saw that that's where the majority of our members do come from.
Okay.
So data plays a key role in this, and we get smarter all the time. So we did 5 drops over the course of the year, and each and every time based on the learnings of the previous campaign. But again, the beauty of it is we never had to offer a promotional incentive. It was always about our truly free checking
awesome.
With no bells and, you know, there's no restrictions, no minimums, there's no strings attached,
mm-hmm.
as well as our great money market product, which is just a wonderful product that pays a very high interest rate on low balances to really incent people
yep.
to set up an emergency fund and really targets those early savers.
Yeah.
Those small savers. So it's been successful and we're keeping it going.
I like how you said that each time you did one of these campaigns, the better you got, because it sounds like the information you had was better. You could
exactly.
be more precise in your targeting, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Very cool. Yeah, let's talk about the social media award as well, because that one's a lot of creatines out there are still, I mean, even though we're well into a decade of doing social media heavily now, there's still a few out there that are on the fence and a little leery of it. What did you guys do in this area that was so successful?
So this was a really fun effort for us where we said, how can we grow our social media fan base on Facebook, mm-hmm. but do it in a way that really tied into our mission of financial well-being and really wellness for our members? And take this fun idea of a calendar, which is your traditional bank tactic. I mean, back in the day, you would go to any, I remember going to the banks with my dad and getting a calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. And so we said, let's take this traditional bank tactic. People love their pets. People have such, you know, fondness, and everyone's posting. People love posting pictures of their pets. So we sort of said, let's take idea of, of people that love their pets and are going to post their pictures. Let's raise money. There was a devastating fires in Northern California mm-hmm. in 2017, and the Sonoma Humane Society was, you kind of forget about the pets that were lost during that devastation. Yeah. So we really love that organization. They really stepped up during that time. And so we wanted to help them as well. And so it really ties into our community charter, even though, pets, everybody loves them. And so we said, let's go ahead and create a campaign around pets. Mm-hmm. So we created a pet contest, and it was the Pets of Patelco contest, where we invited all of our members and their friends to upload a picture of their furry friend. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to be a dog, didn't have to be a cat. We got donkeys, we got mice, believe it or not, we got some crazy animals, llamas. Oh. And so they uploaded it, and we asked our members and their friends to vote on it. And for each photo that was submitted, we would donate $5 to the Humane Society. Our goal was $2,000.
Wow.
So that goal was shattered. We received 1,600 submissions. We received 160,000 total views, over 65,000 votes from this campaign. And we selected the top 12 winners to create a calendar. So each of those pets that won got a gift card to Petco. And we also, they were featured in our Pets of Patelco calendar, which was warmly received by all of our members. We gave away 17,000 in the branches.
Oh my gosh.
We promoted it profusely on social media. And so it was just a really fun effort, a really great way to engage our members and just get them excited about something you don't normally think about when you think about a credit union, when you think about a financial institution. Mm-hmm. And we just love it because it just, we know how much our members care about their animals, mm-hmm. and we do too. And we really think about wellness, not just your financial wellness, but your overall wellness.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, people and their pets. You can't go wrong with that one, Rena.
Yeah.
Can't go
exactly.
wrong. So what was the goal of this particular, the calendar campaign? What did you guys want to achieve with this one? Besides having, warm and fuzzy feelings and all that kind of stuff and having a good time, what were there other goals in mind?
Yep, absolutely. So at the end of the day, when we look at how many Facebook followers we have, we want people to connect with us. We want people to engage with us. We don't want people just to like us for the sake of liking it. We want them to learn from us and to really feel a strong affinity to who Patelco is and what we're about. So for us, it was really about growing our fan acquisition base on Facebook, which we did by over 300%. So we were very excited about the results. We were very excited about really just, creating new conversations and connecting with folks as well. So at the end of the day, it was really about how do we grow our Facebook fans in this really fun and clever, unique way where we could stand out mm-hmm. in the social media space. All of these efforts helped propel us to number 49 on the Facebook top 100 credit unions, a Facebook list that the financial brand puts out.
Yeah.
So we were super excited about that. So.
Well done. Congratulations on that too.
Thank you.
You guys are going to have to build a wing for all your awards now. So
it's exciting. Yeah.
Well done. So what do these awards mean to your credit union? Obviously you're doing something right there, but what do they mean? What's your take on that?
Yeah. It further validates the importance of marketing mm-hmm, and the role that marketing mm-hmm. plays in driving our overarching business goals. So at the end of the day, our credit union doesn't really look at marketing as just an expense, which a lot of folks and institutions do.
Oh yeah.
They really do look at marketing as an appropriate and very necessary component of driving our organizational goals. Mm-hmm. And so since I've been here, we've had a huge increase in our marketing budget. We've been able to really do some very strategic and thoughtful marketing efforts. Mm-hmm. And so getting these types of awards just really validates and is a nice reinforcement that we're on the right track from a category perspective, from an industry perspective as well.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, and pardon the pun, it sounds like it's really paying, the investment in the marketing is paying off. So,
we're really excited about the opportunities that continue to exist for us. Mm-hmm. There's just, we feel like we're just getting started, to be honest with you.
Yeah, very cool. I think you are. And what does it say about, I want to get back to social media, because there's still people out there that are just still so leery about it. But what does it say about social media? Is it, it's a valid marketing channel now, as opposed to maybe, 10 years ago, people were like, you're talking to people out there, blah, blah, blah. But now it's a very integral part of anybody's marketing plan, especially a sizable credit union.
Yep, absolutely. It is a very key part of our overall marketing plan, not only from a, organic perspective. So not only from just how do we connect with members and fans and grow our fan base on social media organically, but it's also how do you leverage that from a media advertising perspective?
Oh, yeah.
And there's amazing targeting opportunities. There's amazing intel. I think that if you use that channel smart, it's incredibly effective at helping you reach your goals. Yep. And at the end of the day, for us, we just want to build connections and we want people to know who Patelco is and why we're so different from other financial institutions. There's a real transparency and authenticity with our mission of really caring about our members and wanting to improve our members' financial health and well-being. It starts at the top and it's in everything that we do. And so I feel like that us being able to convey that through our Facebook, our Twitter, YouTube, is just another way that we can connect to people and show them a different side of us.
Yeah, I'm always in the school of thought, why would you not want to do that? I mean, it's a conversation starter for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. You can connect so well. All right, one of the last questions for you here, because I know you have a busy day ahead of you.
Yeah,
what advice do you have for other credit unions who kind of want to up their game in these areas?
I think the biggest thing I would say is to try new things. For us, we had set a goal of really wanting to try direct mail, not being scared of the fact that the cost were so high, because typically, especially in today's digital age, everyone's moving over to digital marketing, which is so critical and key. But direct mail, social media, I mean, so many of these things, just try it. But be very clear on what you're trying to accomplish and step your toe in it. I mean, we didn't invest completely in our direct mail efforts in 2018 until we started testing in 2017 and started to see that this could really help us move the needle and really evaluated the results. And so for us, testing things, trying new things, I mean, the pet calendar honestly started out as someone's stupid idea. I mean, that is the way they said, I have a stupid idea. And there's really, it's just proof in the pudding. There's no stupid ideas.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It really was this thought. And I can't tell you how our team members rally behind it. It really is one of those feel good, elements that it has all these positive benefits that you just don't even think about.
Yeah.
So I would say be creative. Don't be afraid to try something new. Because you never know what the end result will be.
Yeah, I like how you said you got to test it. Test it before you dive all in, right? So see if it works, and then you can put 100% into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yep. Good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Rena. Anything else to add to wrap up? Are we going to go for a three-peat in 2020? We're going to go for more.
Oh my
awards?
Gosh, we absolutely not only a three-peat here, but also looking at other ways in which we can win some awards out there. Our team's doing amazing things.
Yeah,
Patelco's just getting started, so I'm really excited about our future. And we're just going to continue to test and learn,
right on,
and try new things and hope that they pay off.
Yep, certainly sounds like it. You guys are doing good stuff up there. I'm a big fan, so I'm going to keep on watching what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you,
and happy to pass along the word as well. So keep up the good work up there, Arena, will you?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Good job. And